Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to today's program, This Week in America, Coast to Coast. The author, H. Doyle Smith, grew up in North Carolina, but he's lived in 10 states, worked in 22, and visited all but one. Has degrees in economics, government, history, and business. This has been augmented with experience in corporate editing, individual taxation, government and military experience, and many other ways that people use to contribute to society. He's been a CPA for over 30 years, a corporate auditor, a hospital controller, and a real estate agent. For a time, he taught accounting at a small junior college and holds a Master's of Arts degree in two-year college teaching. His books have been called logical and thought-provoking, providing sound and revolutionary insights. And today on This Week in America, we'll take a look at two of those books, The Nature of Good Government, which looks at our current difficulties and suggests our government should attempt to solve problems rather than bemoan them. We also look at Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem, why the price of health care is beyond the ability of anyone to pay because too much money is wasted and intrinsic systems are creating problems. Back with us on This Week in America, author H. Doyle Smith. Doyle, a pleasure to have you back on the program.
Great to be here.
So much to talk about in these two books. Books available at Amazon, hdoylesmith.com, all of the usual places. Let's start with the book, which is a fascinating read, Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem. You make a very interesting point that we need to start being able to get the services that we're paying for. Explain that, because when you stop and think about it, we're paying for a lot we're not getting.
Yes, that's true. Quite a lot of what we are paying for involves such things as, there was a point I went into an orthopedic office, they had 9 receptionists and 1 patient. And then there were 2 others that took me back to have an MRI scan. And in other words, I saw at least 12 people, none of whom was actually working on health.
You know, what is incredible is the perspective you bring. I mentioned the background as a hospital controller, a family involved in hospital care as well. You really are quite knowledgeable of the medical system. So when you talk about this and point out inefficiencies, you know exactly what you're talking about. You've looked at the books. You've done the books of these hospitals.
Yes, that's true. I've observed it from inside, and I have seen such things as doctors who would have, one doctor refused to send a customer or a patient to a specialist because he called that man a butcher. But he would not say it in public because it could be used against him, and similarly, someone else could say something that would be used against him, against the one who said it.
Yes.
And it's a real problem with our malpractice situation, where we doctors do not have a representation on the jury, because we consider everyone equal. Now, a doctor who has spent 35 years of his life becoming a doctor is not on the same level as a person straight off the street. His peers are those who have similar learning. But what happens is that the juries are made up of people who happen to be in the courthouse at a particular time. And of course, the doctors do not have any representation on that jury. So what ends up is that we have a case in which it's really legal blackmail, legal extortion.
You know, it's amazing, and you really don't think about that. Our guest back on the program is H. Doyle Smith. Two books we're talking about today. This one, Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem, available at Amazon, the usual places. Also, his website, hdoylesmith.com. When you mention that malpractice, I've often heard the doctor sometimes practice defensive medicine. Does the threat of malpractice interfere with their ability to practice medicine effectively?
I have called it protocol medicine, because if a person does not take the right test or does not include every test, and he becomes a target for a lawsuit, that can be used to show that he did not do his job. There are so many tests that are available that too many people fail to understand that those tests cost money, even though they don't show anything and even though they're not related to the patient's problem.
Yes. You know, you talk about something else. I can remember one time hearing radio commercials of a campaign they did talking about the fact that they were better than the other hospitals in town because they were nonprofit. At the beginning of your book, Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem, you talk about the fact there is no such thing as nonprofit. So as a consumer, we hear nonprofit, that's going to save me money because, well, they're not making a profit. Explain the fact that nonprofit really doesn't mean nonprofit.
Profit is required because if you don't make a profit, you can't pay your bills. What the word should be is non-proprietary. By not having a person who benefits by being in the corporate offices and being able to take money from the hospital, it means that there is no particular reason that a particular person is taking money out of the system. The fact that the salaries of those in charge is perfectly determinable by the people who are in charge means that they can do just as much, take just as much out of the company as a person who is in a profit, in a proprietary company. We use the word nonprofit because it sounds good. But
yes.
The actual fact is that having a profit is absolutely required of every business.
And this is coming from a hospital controller, one of the occupations held by H. Doyle Smith, our guest on the program. This particular book is Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem. We'll talk about a second book here in a second. But before we go, it's interesting in your book, you talk about the early days. A system created problems that enticed them to do things that were not in the best interest of the patients. For example, doctors were able to make so much money, they were able to shut down a day or two a week. Talk about that, because those systems that began maybe even decades ago are still impacting our healthcare today.
A doctor who can earn enough money in 3 days a week can have his offices open for 3 days that week and then be on the golf course Thursday and Friday. That is 40% of his time lost because he has received too much money for the services he provides. Now, if they were to require that a doctor show that he has had his offices open a full week or not be eligible for Medicare, they would have to be available to patients during that week. And the competition of the additional hours that would be required of the doctor would reduce the price that would go toward these businesses. There is, in today's Cleveland paper, they talked about a $200 million loss at Cleveland Clinic. Now, that does not seem possible, having followed what's going on with the healthcare system, but it is a situation where they are claiming to have a big loss when it wasn't required.
I mean, it's incredible when a staggering amount of money that we hear there, and this is one of the highly thought of institutions, they got satellite hospitals down here in Florida and, of course, based in Cleveland. The book is Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem by H. Doyle Smith. I want to take a couple minutes on this and then shift gears and talk about the government overall. But what can be done? What do you see? What did you see as you were behind the scenes and you know all of these numbers? What are steps that can be taken to get the cost under control and to get better medical care for everybody?
First of all, if there is no product provided for the customer or the patient, that should not be involved in Medicare. The biggest problem, one biggest problem, and there are so many that I can't discuss them all, but one biggest problem is that we have research and development, doctors who have qualified as doctors who go into research and development on diseases that might affect 1% of the population, not realizing that when the Lord gave us the Good Shepherd parable, he first stated that 99 of the sheep were in the fold. We've not got 99 people in a fold. Remote area of medical some time ago quit going to foreign countries because there was so much need for health services in the United States that they have weekends that they have people come in to get treatment that they can't get at home. It's really a problem.
In fact, I've heard advertising on the radio that you can go to this country. It's sort of a vacationing, medical tourism. You go there and you get whatever you need taken care of, whether it's dental or medical, and you sort of a little vacation, a nice little trip down in the middle of winter to warm climates to do that. The book is a fascinating read, and we've only touched the surface. The book is Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem by H. Doyle Smith. Book at his website, as are all of his books, hdoylesmith.com. Also at Amazon, the usual places. A few minutes left in the program. I want to touch on The Nature of Good Government by H. Doyle Smith, another book in his series of books that are available. And you talk about the government should be a government of people, not money. And you look every year, the election cycle and all the money that's out there, and you see voting patterns by elected officials that sort of reflect the money, the campaign contributions. Talk about where we are. This is something that's been discussed. You've discussed it for years. Are we seeing any progress at all?
Right now, government is in a bad situation because we are at each other's odds. The pro-life movement some time ago came out with an issue that we did not want abortions. Now, that is something that is a matter of determination without government interference. You have to go back to the Bible to learn that Adam and Eve were the only people who were permanently isolated by God, and the reason they were isolated by God, they acted like God and knew that nakedness was evil. And God does not like competition. Well, neither does the government operate well if they have issues where we're trying to force an issue over people's best interests.
Yes.
I've got a cousin. She got married, and she was pregnant. She found that her grandfather had Huntington's chorea. Now, Huntington's chorea is a genetic disease that anyone who is in the line will get at some time or another. She found that her uncles and her father all had the first symptoms of this disease. Now, the question is, do all of her children and all of her progeny, everybody who is a descendant of her, have the responsibility of living with this disease, or do you have an abortion? She could easily adopt children that need help.
Yes.
But the fact that we as a government are saying that they can not have an abortion unless specific things are involved. And that one that I've just described is not involved and is not allowed in that law. But the illustration of what they did with pro-life movement has gone over into, we have vegans who say you can't have meat. We have PETA that says you cannot, you've got to have ethical treatment of animals.
Yes.
And we've got so many different organizations that want to make their ideas the rule of the land. And anyone who makes a rule like that is reducing the ability of people to deal with the situation appropriately.
You mentioned that the result is a revolutionary point of view that looks at our current difficulties and suggests that our government should attempt to solve problems rather than bemoan them. And I look sometimes for the last number of years, the last Congresses that we've had, we don't seem to have problem solvers there. It seems I'm staking out my position and I'm not giving, and the other side saying the same thing. Do you see it that way? Is that the problem? Everybody has dug in. Nobody wants to, it's seen as a sign of weakness if you negotiate with somebody.
The real problem is that everybody assumes that their objective is the government's objective. The government has three objectives: do together what you cannot do separately, like our monetary system, our schools, our roads, to eliminate strife, such as the conflicts between people that is causing people not to be able to go forward from that, to resolve those conflicts so that the matters can go forward, and to eliminate or to prevent harm. Now, we've got to define what harm is, and our British system starts with precedence. A precedent is a case in which a harm happened. Now, admittedly, we've got the Ten Commandments, but the precedents we have tend to fall into the same 10 categories that are mentioned in the Ten Commandments. We do not need to have laws that are reducing people's ability to deal with their own problems. Any law that reduces people's ability to deal with their own system is a reduction of our ability to be more comfortable and more free. Now, those three objectives are important because even though we have a lot of data-driven economists, the value of anything that we do is based on the objective. Our resources are only valuable if we can use them to accomplish an objective. And that's an important thing for people to understand. And the objective of the government, that should be, is to prevent harm, to do together what we cannot do separately, and to resolve disputes. Anything more, and the government is negative, not positive.
This is such an important book, as both of them are, that we talked about today. H. Doyle Smith has been our guest on the program. This book we just discussed, The Nature of Good Government, is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. His website, hdoylesmith.com. The first book we touched on, talking about medical issues, Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem. H. Doyle Smith's website has that as well. All of his books are available there. We've talked about a number of them here on This Week in America. Doyle, a pleasure having you with us. It is always a thought-provoking interview. A lot of thoughts to think about after talking about medical and government on the program today. It is always a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you for being with us on This Week in America.
And I thank you.
It has been our pleasure.
Have a good day.
You as well, H. Doyle Smith, the books we talked about today, The Nature of Good Government and Dr. Brown, The American Medical Problem. Both those books are available at his website, hdoylesmith.com. His other books there as well. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.